here's a story from The World.
This is usually the time of year we talk about gridlock in New York City with the UN General Assembly in session. Not this year. The UNGA is virtual, online only. And it's a big one, the 75th session of the General Assembly. What has not changed is what it means, a chance for world leaders to stand in front of a global audience to speak their minds and even get a bit theatrical. Today's virtual lineup includes President Trump, along with the presidents of Brazil, China, Turkey, Russia, and Iran, to name a few. The theme? The future we want, reaffirming our collective commitment to multilateralism. That was not the tone President Trump took when he used part of his time today to talk about the coronavirus.
We must hold accountable the nation which unleashed this plague onto the world, China. In the earliest days of the virus, China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world.
Michael Green has been watching the speeches closely today. He's a former National Security Council senior director for Asia. I asked him what he made of Trump's criticism of China.
Today's speech struck me as intended to resonate with his political base at home, especially Fox News and the echo chamber for his presidential campaign. Pitched in exactly the wrong way for countries in Western Europe, Japan, Korea, Australia, India want to work with the U.S. on the China problem. They don't trust China, but they don't like the unilateral approach that the Trump administration has taken. And today's speech pretty much doubled down on that unilateral approach.
You were an advisor to former President George W. Bush. In terms of just looking at China and how other U.S. presidents have dealt with China, especially in election year, do you see much difference?
Where I think the Trump administration deserves some credit is they're the first administration since really the 1970s to say that China is a strategic competitor. And the American people, the Congress on a bipartisan basis, the Biden campaign, most of our close allies agree with that. Now the question is, how do we work together to curtail China's most egregious behaviors, whether it's in Hong Kong or Xinjiang or on trade? And the answer is by working together. And unfortunately, the speech at the UNGA was not about working together. It was really about blaming China in a way that, you know, even Japan or India that have fierce competition with China are not willing to sign up for it.
When you were senior director for national security under President George W. Bush, did you write the kind of speeches that he'd end up delivering at the UNGA?
Yeah, we worked on them. But even a speech like this one for the UNGA, every part of the NSC that's got a stake in it would have the pen. So I'm sure the people who do Asia policy for President Trump helped craft some of that language. And in their own comments out and about, they are pushing a very hard line. They are essentially suggesting that the Chinese Communist Party is irredeemable, you know, almost like the Soviet Union. This only ends when that Chinese Communist Party is gone. That is a very stark difference from every previous administration. It's not entirely wrong, but it's not a policy that even our closest allies will sign on for. Nobody, not the Japanese, not the Taiwanese, the Indians, nobody is signing on for a policy of regime change, of containing China until the Chinese Communist Party collapses. There's just too much intertwined trade and too many interests in working with China, even as people fear China.
How much does that worry you?
Chinese media is actually propagating the idea that President Trump is so overblown right now, he might create a war in the Taiwan Strait with China to save his election. That's Global Times and the somewhat more nationalistic media. But it's been stunning to me how many Chinese scholars who I talk to who are pretty level-headed actually think it might be true that President Trump might actually want a war to save his election. And that has to be dangerous. And so it worries me a bit. The other thing that worries me is that the Chinese leadership does not have a good pulse, finger for the pulse on the American leadership. We don't have a strategic dialogue. You know, President Bush was able to talk to his counterparts about any issue. Condoleezza Rice could travel to China. I went with her and sit down one-on-one with the Chinese leaders and convey President Bush's, you know, hopes and his concerns and his tough messages. Obama had that with Hillary Clinton and the Chinese state counselor. We've always had these channels. We don't have them right now. It's not clear to the Chinese who speaks for President Trump on any given day. And it's very obvious that the Trump administration has very little communication channel to Beijing. That lack of a crisis management dialogue channel could get us in big trouble if we have an accident right now. And the rhetoric in today's speech certainly doesn't make it easier to establish that kind of channel.
Michael Green is a former National Security Council senior director for Asia. He's now at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Michael, good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
From PRX.